The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Julia Roberts.
She's got a beautiful smile. It's like a shark. I love that thing. Just go. Can you imagine how long it takes to brush those teeth? That's a compliment.
Playing in Europe.
I invaded Europe and dominated three different countries.
Eli Manning.
He was such a good teammate. He doesn't get respect enough for that. I watched those games. I see that guy getting tossed around like a ridiculous guy.
Groin shots.
I played with American League. He got hit there. It's like a solar eclipse. I couldn't stop looking at it. I know it wasn't supposed to. Only on one, not both. Everything else just faded away. Just me and this testy.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
Grade 7. Today I was invited to go and judge a small event for the kids at Vimy School, Vimy Ridge School. The grade 7s had prepared a topic. And as judge, I'd go around and judge based on the topic. Now, kids could choose any topic they want. I saw Toronto Raptors. I saw the 7 Years' War. I saw Penny Oleksiak. I saw all these different topics. I judged about 12, and I was blown away, absolutely blown away by the depth these kids had of information on any topic. And, you know, one kid did Jim Carrey, and I loved it. And I didn't feel really qualified to be judging these kids' hard work. So I'm not going to lie, I was a pretty generous person as far as the grades I gave these kids, or marks, whatever you want to call them, assigned a value to their work. But you know what? It was pretty cool to see that, and see that there, now a lot of these kids are young athletes, at Vimy Ridge. And it was so cool to go through there and just see what these kids are doing and making and putting together in their thought process and all that. It was just a fantastic, especially on a day like today. I needed that to go there and just kind of interact with some young kids and see what they're up to. But there was one kid, Greg, so I'm not going to lie, it's a little harder for me to grade. He is Chris Dingman's son. And as many of you know, I've told the story about how Dingers give me a rough time. So this poor lad, he started with a much harder. He actually started under zero. He was I had him at a minus 10 because of what his dad giving me a beating all the time. But I got to say, this young man impressed me so much with his presentation on the World Junior Championships that he quickly was able to erase the deficit he started in because of his father's actions toward me on the ice when he played for Calgary. And then he moved up, and just like all the others, got a really good mark. But Dinger, just, you'd be happy to know your son did well in my eyes. He did well in everyone's eyes, but did well. But it was just a good day, and I think that at times, you know, I know since the canceling of the season and all the stats we've seen coming over from China and India and another place, I've been quite concerned. But seeing the young people today doing what they're doing, and they were so pumped to show, and it was just me and them. Just me and them sitting there talking. So it was fantastic. So good job to all those students. And I know they're not the only ones in Edmonton, but I needed that today. And I thought everyone else would want to hear it.